our next speaker now, Feroz Manji, was from Oxfam, and he will talk about supporting progressive social change in Africa. Right, Feroz.
Good evening, can you hear me? All right. First of all, I don't work for Oxfam.
All right.
Formally. I'm one of the few people in this town who is not Oxfam, and I'm proud of it. Today, and the next couple of days, a whole range of Western white governments are meeting in Gleneagles. It's 110 years ago, in 1894, 1895, that a similar group met in Berlin at the Berlin Conference to carve up Africa. A similar group. Had the Bob Geldofs of the world, had the Oxfams of the world, had the Comic Reliefs of the world been around then, would they have gone around organizing pop concerts in London, in Paris, in Belgium, in Lisbon? Would they have been going around saying, oh, please carve it up nicely. Please allow a few breadcrumbs to fall into the mouths of the poor. Be nice. No, they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. With hindsight, we can say, of course, that's absurd. But today, is it any more absurd that this charade goes on around the pop concerts that Bob Geldof has been organizing? Why are things any different today? In most post-colonial countries in this world, actual gross domestic product has fallen. Welfare gains that we have made through independence struggles have all been lost. In 16 sub-Saharan African countries, per capita incomes are today lower in 1999 than they were in 1975. Nearly one quarter of the world's population, but nearly 42% of the population of sub-Saharan Africa, lives on less than $1 a day. Today, the assets of the top three billionaires are more than the combined gross national product of all the least developed countries and their 600 million people. Since the early 1980s, economic and social policies of African countries have been subverted to serve the interests of the West. The repayment of debt and the opening up of the countries to the needs of the voracious needs of international capital. Africa has abundant natural resources, yet the exploitation of by capital has not led to the development of productive forces, has not led to increase in life expectancies, and has not led to any increase in livelihoods. Instead, the countries with the richest natural resources in the world are the ones that have been hit by civil war created by what the West has done. We name Angola, DRC, Sierra Leone, just to name a few. The Western media and the development organizations feed us with a diet that makes us think that poverty is the problem. But poverty is not, I would suggest, the problem. It is the looting, the theft, the frank exploitation that forces Africa's people into destitution, that impoverishes them, and prevents millions from realizing their full potentials as humans. Let me just give you some statistics about looting involved with aid and debt. According to the OECD, the total resource flows from countries from the north to the south during 82 to 90 was $927 billion. In exactly the same period, developing countries remitted to the north $1,345,000. Let me give you an idea what that means. That's a balance in favor of the West of $418 billion. Just understand, you guys are living in a wonderful country here with great wealth around you. Why? Because after the Second World War, the Marshall Plan sent huge amounts of funds here. How much did they send? In today's terms, they sent $70 billion. $70 billion! That means that we in our countries have been subsidizing you with a Marshall Plan. Two Marshall Plans every 3 years. You call that justice? The G8 meeting should be seen as a gathering of the descendants of the Berlin Conference. Their agenda is fundamentally the same. We should not be begging them to be nice about it. We should not be begging them to carve up fairly. Let us end this charade about fighting poverty. Turn instead to fighting those who cause poverty and benefit from impoverishment. Thank you.